He is a very special boy,
she thought.
He is indeed special, May.
May looked up from her seat towards the source of the voice. For a moment she wondered if she had said the words aloud. To hear her thoughts confirmed was slightly confusing.
Corey, I must admit I had hoped you would not come, but alas, some things in life are always inevitable,
May said as she quickly gathered her wits.
Hush, old woman,
Corey said as he stepped from the shadows into the light of the fire.
I'm here to find out more about my nephew. He is, after all, married to my niece, and you know I am protective of my family.
The hiss in his voice gave May no comfort that he was here for any other reason than for his own agenda. May took in the cloaked figure standing in her house. His unmistakable nose marked him from a distance. She considered the black hooded cloak around his shoulders and realized the purpose of a deep cowl was to hide his hook beak so he could remain anonymous for as long as possible. His hair, black and shiny, was thin, without body, though he clearly thought otherwise, as she had watched him play with the ends often before tossing it to the side. Having just been thinking about Seth, the size difference between them was clear. Corey had a thin and wiry frame, while Seth was filled with muscle and strength.
Your loyalty to your brother is well spoken of, Corey. I know he values your counsel as much now as ever.
May quickly tried to gather her composure. Corey had taken her by surprise. She could always feel another spey worker when they were close, and she hadn't noticed him at all.
My brother,
Corey spat,
listens less to me and more to you. I told him the marriage to Seth was not the right decision, and yet, here we are, with them now, happily joined. Tell me, old woman, how did you convince my dumb brother this union should take place?
Corey moved closer. May felt the intensity of his aura as he stood over her. Even at her full height, May was considerably smaller than Corey, but she had been around for too long to be intimidated by this man. She had seen many like him in her time. All were thirsty for knowledge and power. Power, most of all.